Screening your screen time. Be wise with how you're connected to the internet, TV, and your family. Technology can have a strong influence for good or evil, depending on how it's used. Here's how others are plugging in and unplugging from technology to make a positive difference. How will you screen your screen time this week? Plugging in for good. Technology ties the world together. I can listen to General Conference at the click of a button. It also allows my family to communicate with each other. Daniel B. The Internet, LDS.org, helped me prepare a talk for church. And I love that I can do family history online, LDS.org/FHY. And how easy it is to just print out a name and take it to the temple, Terry J. It helps with missionary work. Also, some families are able to communicate with a child who is on a mission. And now, I have the privilege to complete my personal progress online, personalprogress.lds.org, Haley A. We use Mormon Messages videos a lot for family home evening, Josie A. The Internet makes family search indexing, indexing.familysearch.org, incredibly easy and accessible anywhere, Janica L. You are able to share the gospel, do service activities in the vineyard, vineyard.lds.org, interact with other members of the church, and receive daily messages from lds.org, Elizabeth M. Preparing for talks, reading and watching conference, watching Mormon messages, connecting with family, finding piano music, looking up addresses of nearby chapels when you are on vacation. The list goes on and on. If you use technology appropriately, it can be a huge blessing. Katie K. It helps me set up weekly temple trips with my friends to go do baptisms for the dead. Hamilton C. It helps us to share the gospel worldwide. Gerald M. Unplugging for balance. Sometimes it's important to unplug from technology to keep a healthy balance in your life. Here's what others have to say about taking a break from technology. You need to take time out to enjoy the world and talk to God, not just your friends on Facebook. Elise K. Technology itself isn't bad, but it distracts you from what's more important than it is. Louisa Jo S. Like everything else, moderation in all things. Kurt M. We did a turn-off tune in technology fast for a whole week. It was inspiring to hear what we all learned by being still and listening. See Psalms 46, verse 10, and Doctrine and Covenants, section 101, verse 16. Jackie P. In June, my dad encouraged everyone to not watch TV or be on the computer as much so the family would hang out more. I really liked it, but it was hard sometimes. But I love hanging out with my family so much more than watching a TV show or movie. Alyssa M. We do need to unplug every day, usually more than once. During those daily breaks, we spend time with our family and with ourselves. Myrana E. For the strength of youth tells us what we need to exercise, and we can't do that if we are always involved with technology. Sometimes technology can distract us from listening to the Spirit. Savannah K. If you live in a video game, you'll eventually forget real life. It could break a family member's heart to have brothers or sisters who spend more time with their virtual family than with their real family. Sarah A. We need to unplug from the world because if we don't, we become more dependent on technology than we do on the Lord. Hillary H. These things should never take up too much time in your life or hinder you from spending time with family or God. As entertainment, they should be used sparingly and should never crowd out spiritual thoughts. Jacob S. I believe it is good to unplug and spend some time to live in the now rather than through your phone. We also need time to ourselves to think a lot more often than we give ourselves. Natalie P. Mormon Messages for Youth Video, Things as They Really Are. Watch a short video about this topic at lds.org/go/22f. Sidebar, A Force for Good. Ours is a world of cyberspace, cell phones that capture video and music downloads, social networks, text messaging and blogs, handhelds and podcasts. This is the world of the future, with inventions undreamed of that will come in your lifetime as they have in mine. How will you use these marvelous inventions? More to the point, how will you use them to further the work of the Lord? You have a great opportunity to be a powerful force for good in the church and in the world. Make sure that the choices you make in the use of new media are choices that expand your mind, increase your opportunities, and feed your soul. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, Sharing the Gospel Using the Internet, Ensign, July 2008, pages 58 and 60. In other magazines, read more on this topic in the Ensign and Friend magazines this month. End of Screening Your Screen Time.